Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is September 29th, Monday, 2014. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I want to talk a little bit about how you can practice your pronunciation. So first of all, I'd like to say that pronunciation is a very difficult aspect of language learning, and often language learners have difficulties with specific sounds, also with the articulation of sounds, and not only individual sounds, but also when you have, different sounds that appear between words, like when you say, did you, like did, instead of did you go there, did you go there? And also with the speed of delivery, when they have to speak a little bit faster, it becomes a problem sometimes. So I want to give you some tips on how to improve your pronunciation. And my first tip is to listen. So listen a lot. And when you listen, pay attention not only to isolated words, how they are pronounced, and individual sounds, I mean, but also try to write down some phrases and so that you can repeat them later. I used to do that when I was younger. I used to watch films in the middle of the night, and I had these small slips of paper, and I used to write down expressions that I found interesting so that I could try to repeat as fast as the native speakers were doing it in the movie. Or whatnot. So imitation plays a big role here in how you can improve your pronunciation. Sometimes we don't like repetition exercises, or at least as an EFL teacher, normally we don't like to include a lot of repetition in exercises in class because we think they are very outdated. You know, they are very old style, old fashioned. But sometimes, for pronunciation purposes, it's a very good idea. When I say imitation or imitating sounds, I think here you can think that you can also include music as a relevant tool, because people like to sing along when they're listening to music. And this might help you improve your pronunciation. And again, when talking about imitation, we can include the short phrases that maybe when you're watching a movie or something, you can write down short phrases that you find interesting and try to imitate, try to reproduce by yourself, and try to keep the same speed as you saw in the movie or even speed up a little bit. Another way of improving your... So the first tip was related to listening. The second one, imitating. The third tip is related to speaking. So try to use the language. Try to speak. Try to speak a lot of English. Of course, here, maybe you will say, okay, but if I don't, then I'm speaking in class with my teacher and with my... Yeah, this is one way of practicing your pronunciation, obviously. And if you have someone who corrects you on major problems you have, that would be even better. In another way of practicing your pronunciation and improving your pronunciation through speaking is recording short extracts of your conversations, especially if you're speaking with a teacher or not so many speakers. I mean, but because then you can play a bigger part in the conversation itself. That's why. But if you manage to record some short conversations And you can then later on listen critically to yourself and try to spot problem areas or, you know, sounds, individual sounds or problems that you have, either related to the speed or to the articulation or also to individual sounds. So this is a good way to do it. Whenever you record something, you should try to listen again, obviously, because otherwise it makes no sense to record. Another way of doing that is reading short texts, because then you can have your teacher as a model, either reading a sentence and then you reproduce that sentence, and again you can record that. You can have your teacher read the sentence, and then you, as a learner, you try to imitate or try to, you use your teacher as a role model here. And if you can record that, it's great, because then you can listen later on, you can listen to it and you can try to detect problems and work on those sounds, work on those articulation problems. So whenever you listen to yourself, try to listen critically and try to take notes and try to if you identify some problems some difficulties that you have, of course, try to work more intensely on those words or sounds. And I personally think, and I've been using this for quite a long time in my classes, I do a lot of recording. I think recording is very effective. It's very efficient, let's say, as a way to help learners listen to themselves more critically and identify problems that they have and try to avoid those problems, you know. So recording, I think, is very effective because it helps you identify and then you can try to, and nowadays it's very easy. You can record your conversation with an iPhone or whatever smartphone you have. It's very easy to do that. Of course, as I'm an EFL teacher, I have my personal, I have a microphone, so I record my, short stretches of my classes, and obviously I tell my students that I'm recording because then they can pay more attention and be more careful with their own pronunciation, and I think it's very helpful. So this is it. I hope I gave you some ideas on how to improve and practice your pronunciation. Of course, you can go and try to search for some books that can, you know, that you can listen to some native speakers and then reproduce what the way they're pronouncing the words. That's another helpful way. But I'm trying to give you some insights on how to do it by yourself and in a very practical and easy way. So this is it for today. I just wanted to give you some tips on how to practice and improve your pronunciation. And I'd like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. I would like to thank all my listeners. I have listeners from 59 different countries at the moment, and lots of people from the Russian Federation right now. So lots of people from Russia and from Uzbekistan and from Asia, from Japan. The number of listeners is also growing a lot. China and the top three countries, which are still Spain, Germany, and Mexico. So thank you very much. I hope you're learning something. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br if you have any suggestions of, you know, different topics that you want me to talk about in the future episodes. You can subscribe via email if you go to the webpage. You can also subscribe via iTunes or even Stitcher or any other podcatcher you might be using to reach us. So thank you very much. I hope you're learning something, and see you next time. Goodbye.